בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, לפרשת קורח. So, I saw a wonderful vort from the Stipler, עליו השלום, in his Sefer Birkat Peretz. He has a Sefer on Chumash that he named after his father. And he says an interesting thing. Everybody knows the first Rashi in Parashat Korach, that he says, Ma ra'a Korach lishtut zo, which means what caused Korach to start all the shtuyot and fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he ended up dying and his family and whatever, and a terrible churban in Am Yisrael because of this machloket. Where did it all start from? So Rashi quotes the Midrash and he says that Korach, what was the relationship between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu? What was their relationship? Mapitam, their first cousins. Yeah. Zanamu, no? I say cousins.
Depends on exactly how they're related.
Well, you tell me. Moshe Rabbeinu was the son of Amram. Korach was the son of Amram's younger brother, Yitzhar. So he says they were first cousins from their father's side. So at the end of the day, they're first cousins, and Moshe and Korach started making a cheshbon. What's his cheshbon? He says, one second. My father had another three brothers. What were they? Bnei Kehat, Amram, Yitzhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Amram's two sons, Moshe and Aaron. Moshe became the leader. And Aaron became the Kohen Gadol. Next on line, after Amram, who should be? For the Nasi of Bnei Kehat, should have been me, Korach ben Yitzhar. And yet, who got the Nasiut of Bnei Kehat? He gave it to Elitzafan, Ben Uziel, the youngest, their youngest cousin. So he says, what's going on over here? Since they're not going by the order, everything must be messed up. And I'm going to have to make a machloket. Not only that, the Midrash also says, I know hita'atu, which means Korach had Ruach HaKodesh. And he saw so many G'dolei HaOlam coming at him, Shmuel HaNavi, El Shakur Keneged Moshe Ve'Aaron. And he saw 24 Mishmarot Keuna also coming out from him that they all had Nevuah. And he says, could it be that all these great people are coming for me and they're ignoring me, not giving me any position? Boom, Vayikach Korach. And he started the machloket. Says the Stipler, a big yesod in Hilchot Machloket. Very interesting. It's pretty, Korach was very self-centered in this machloket. He was the only one who stood to gain because he was the one that felt slighted. And yet, in order to get other, in general, if you're self-centered and you have a self-interest in getting something and you try to rile people up to support you in your selfish pursuit, how many people are joining you?
No.
Nobody, because people say, why should I get involved? I'm not gaining anything. It's, you know, I have nothing to gain here. However, Korach, what was his sales pitch to Bnei Reuven and the Rashi Sanhedraot and the Tan Baviram and Omrim Pelet and what? What was his sales pitch? He says, he didn't actually represent it based on his machshavot. He says, no. He says exactly the opposite. We know that he was going after it because he wanted a position of authority. But what was his sales pitch? He says, I don't believe that there should be authority at all. Everybody should be equals. Communism. That his sales pitch to start the machloket in order to get people to join him was exactly the opposite of why he started the fight in the first place. Because he knew that in order to get people, he's going to have to make it like communism. That was the first, you know, the first origins of communism in the Torah was Korach. Yeah. And it failed immediately. Didn't work. Now watch this. The Midrash says, Rashi brings it down also, Onmen Pelet, his wife, saved him. His wife was a tremendous chachama. And she was a real rebbetzin. His wife told him, I don't get you. He says, any which way you slice it, mimanafshach, she was a lamdin. She says, on, mimanafshach, I don't get you. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the leader, he's going to be the Rebbe, and you're going to be the Talmid. If Korach's really the leader, he's going to be the Rebbe, and your Vayter are going to be a Talmid. Which means any which way you slice it, what are you gaining? Nothing. You're still just going to be a follower and, you know, just one of the people. So on her day, he says, wow, you really are a lamed. I should ask you all my shaylos. Anyway, but he says, you're a lamed, but what can I do? I already swore to them that I'm going to join them. And then the Midrash says, what did he do? What did she do? On's wife and her daughter and his married daughter, he went to sleep and they sat at the front of the tent. They took off their shaytos, they didn't wear shaytos. They took off their mitpachat, and they took it off with hair. Korach and his followers were very frum. That's the sign of a really, really good machloket, especially when it comes from frumkeit. Anyway, So he said, they came, they saw women with uncovered hair. He says, no, no, no. You're not firm enough to be on our team. You're not yeshivish enough. What's this? And they left. And that's how Eshet On Ben Pelet saved her husband's life from being part of this whole thing. But she realizes, what are you doing? Wait. They realized they were on to her. Not only that, says the stipler, later on, everybody else also understood the 250 Rashi Sanhedraot that took the Ketoret. At the end of the day, what did they know? Right, remember, it was Aharon versus Korach and another 250 people, and they all took a machta with Ketoret. Now, they knew there's 251 people there, right? Only one person, whoever's chosen by Hashem, is going to stay alive. Everybody else is dead. All the other 250 Rashi, they weren't even candidates for leadership. It was only Korach versus Aharon. That's what it was. So that's what are you doing? That's suicide. That's mamash suicide. And these weren't simple people. These were mamash Rashi Sanhedraot, very, very chashuv people. So what's pshat? Once you're in the machloket and you realize that you've been sucked in and you still have nothing to gain, machloket is such that you know you've been sold the Brooklyn Bridge, you know you're going to gain nothing, but once you're sucked in, you're in and there's no way out. To the death. And that's exactly what happened. Says the stipler, that's how machloket works. To suck you in, they're going to tell you all sorts of lakshin, and all sorts of stories that are not even, you know, the reality of the matter. And once you're in and you chop what's going on, you're in too deep and you can't get out. That's what he says is the dangers of machloket. It's like quicksand. Yeah, I don't know, it's like a very attractive quicksand. Everybody wants to see, well, I think I can do it. You know, I might gain something. But once you're in, you're done. Person has to stay away from machloket. Mamash, mamash kmo ish. Look at Gedulei Adon. Many times they shy away. They don't want to touch machloket. And many, many great institutions in Am Yisrael have been destroyed as a result of machloket. So it's a good reminder every so often to read Parashat Korach. It's a very wise man. Originally a tremendous tzaddik, the ancestor of Shmuel HaNavi and 24 Mishmarot Keuna. But because of this desire for kavod, and he didn't realize that's exactly why you're not ra'u. You don't realize a person who has to say, well, I deserve the kavod, whatever, that's tactless. If you're already saying that, says the stipler, that in and of itself makes you pasur. But he didn't realize that on his own, and he took himself down, not only himself, but everybody else along with him. So it's a big lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. It's an important thing to realize. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom Borach. Nice to see you all. Enjoy Shabbat, and we'll see you again next week. SBM Summer Kollel in full swing. Tzlach Rabbah.